Blog Talk Radio.
You think that gospel music has gone too far? You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here.
God bless you. Welcome to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Each week you can hear us on this radio station from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Monday through Fridays. Again, that's 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. We have some awesome speakers and teachers. We want to encourage you to listen to us as well as on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock. Again, that's 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock. And we just want you to sit back, relax, and let us go into the inner course of worship and praise God. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. And remember now, this is our disclaimer, that all music that you hear belong to the artist, and we are here to promote those sounds and encourage you to get those CDs. God bless you, and let us listen to Hezekiah Walker at this time. Amen, amen. And remember now, if God can't do it, then it just can't be done. Amen.
Here we go.
Every praise.
It's who I am.
Hezekiah Walker, and that we love the Lord, that we should always praise him, always magnify him, wherever we are in the sanctuary, at home, at work, whenever we can, we should humble ourselves and give God the praise. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and let us listen to In the Sanctuary by Kurt Carr. Amen. Amen.
Once again, we come into your presence with expectancy. bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our day.
Yes.
Yes. We will praise you for the rest of our day.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
To give you the glory.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our day.
Yes, we have so much to be thankful for, especially when we're in the sanctuary among believers and we can break bread of fellowship and love, and we can give our testimony that we have so much to praise God for. You know, when you praise God and you know that you are a Christian, you have accepted the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that God got a blessing for you. Yes, he does. So I want to say to all of you to stay encouraged with all of your heart. Praise him, reverence him, and acknowledge him. You know why? Because God got a blessing for you. Let us listen to Norman Hutchins at this time. Amen. Amen.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Encourage you, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing, you keep holding on. Get ready for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready. Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody. God's got a
blessing. God's got a blessing.
You say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jerry.
Yes, as the songwriter says, that God got a blessing with your name on it. I'll say it again, that God got a blessing with your name on it. Truly, that is such a beautiful thing to know, that God's favor is upon us. Not because we deserve anything, but he deserves all of the glory, all of the praise. But we just want to say, God, we thank you that we don't deserve anything, and we appreciate his mercy and his grace. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry again. Let us listen to J.J. Hairston, J.J. Hairston, and you for praise that God deserves all. Yes, he does, that God deserves it. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.
Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord, everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord. Everybody lift your hands right here.
Yes, truly no one deserved the praise but God. And we have just heard from J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise. Woo, that's a tongue twister there. But God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the worship as we go into the inner course and behind the veil to praise God and get that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You can hear us on Monday through Fridays at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., as well as on Sundays from 8:30 to 10. God bless you again. Let us sit back and enjoy and worship, because truly we just need a little more Jesus. Amen. Amen. Songwriter says that I need a little more Jesus. And we just heard from Erica Campbell that all of us just need a little more Jesus. You know why? Because when we have Jesus in our life, that he can work it out, all the problems, everything that we go through, that we can just leave it at the cross. Let us listen to Dr. Charles G. Haynes and the Church of Prayer Choir. Woo! Dr. Charles G. Haynes and the Church of Prayer Choir. God bless you. If Jesus can't do it, it just can't be done. Amen? It says, because Jesus can work it out. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lord is going to work it out. The question was asked, did he work it out for you? Yes, he did. God can do anything but fail. You know why God loves us so? That God wants to bless us, that God wants to keep us encouraged through the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have to believe that our God can do anything but fail. The Lord will bless you when you keep your faith, read your word, and live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer, as we go into the inner courts and behind the veil so we could receive an outpouring of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us listen to Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit Choir. Amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Thank you.
the Lord is blessing us right now. Truly, we have a lot to praise God for, to thank him, because I'm telling you, if it was not for Jesus, that death, burial, and resurrection, the blood that was spilt on Calvary, where would we be? So we have to stay encouraged. We have to walk as soldiers of the cross in the Lord, and we have to glorify him. God bless you again, and let us continue to worship the Lord with Leandria Johnson. Amen, amen. Yes, when we think of the grace and mercy of God and what he has done, truly we have a lot to praise God for. You know, soon as you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed, you should just keep God on your mind and say, God, thank you. I am so grateful. Let us listen to the Mississippi Mass Choir at this time. Amen. Amen.
This morning when I rose,
Yes, that Mississippi Mass Choir says that when I woke up this morning, when I rose up, that I just wanted to praise my God. I wanted to just worship him and just let him know that I am grateful for all the things that he has done. You know, it's so very important that we just let King Jesus know that we are grateful, and that when we just wake up in the morning, just to just feel like praising God, to say, God, thank you. I woke up in the land of the living. So God bless you again. Just continue to worship and praise God. Have a positive attitude that if God can do it, it can't be done. God bless you again, and let us listen to Vicki Winans. Amen. Amen.
No longer, I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I said? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening. Oh, yeah.
God bless you again. Let us listen to Reverend Clay Evans. And guess what? Say hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Amen.
Get everything wondering about your deliverance. Look like it's so long coming. But I want you to know you got to find your comfort zone. And when you find it, get in it. Satan does not belong in front of you. Where he can whisper in the air. Neither does he belong behind. But he belongs under your feet. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them he belongs under your feet.
Got to say hallelujah anyhow, regardless what it look like, regardless what we are going through, that we got to believe that our God can do anything but fail. God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. As always, if God can do it, it cannot be done. That is our motto, that we believe in God through that death, burial, and resurrection. God bless you again. You've been listening to Apostle Margie Mercer, and this is the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Each week you can hear us on this radio station, and on Fridays nights we would like to do our salute and music concert and just enjoy the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because God deserves all the praise, all the honors, because God did it. It was not by our might, it was not by us or any good deeds, but it was through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. God bless you again, and let us listen to Evelyn A.G. Amen, amen.
Yes. Lord of people.